for VDC?
Let me turn my other radio down here. This is in 0TR. My name is Tom. It's a froggy morning out here, and I got the N4. GDC, is that correct? Over.
Delta Charlie, and the name's Rich.
Okay, Rich, sounds like I've talked to you before. That's a familiar name. Oh, we got about a quarter mile visibility here up on North 101 near Robinson Lake.
I'm a little better than that. I'm on 24 heading to Seneca. It was more fog than I expected. Wasn't any by my house.
Well, I was listening to air traffic control, and they said the temperature and the dew point are 51, so that pretty well sums it up. It's going to be fog. We're just passing what used to be a peach farm here, and you can't see too far. Well, you be careful out there. We just, the wife and I just went up to Aldi's and got some groceries and headed back home. And nothing particularly planned for today. They said off and on rain all day and then heavier rain tomorrow.
Well, we certainly need it. We haven't gotten any rain in a day.
Pretty good rain, hi, hi. Yeah, last week that one big rain, we got 7.1 inches. I believe that was double what you usually get in the month of February. Oh, well, it could be worse. We could live in Kansas or Michigan, and although they've had a mild winter comparatively, I got a daughter up there in Michigan and friends back in Kansas. We've been down here about 10 years. We live over here at Greer.
Very good. The most we got was 5 inches in one day, or 5.5, actually. And the lake came up quite a bit. Had to pull the dock in closer. And now they're letting it down, so I think it's only a foot and a half higher than full.
Yeah, Hartwell Ridge.
Lake Hartwell. I'm in Townsville.
My kids have a lake house over here on Lake Lyman, and the dock, the foot the thing going out to the dock was underwater, and the boats were okay, though. It's a small lake, and then here on Lake Cunningham, the dock has been completely underwater for several days. I don't believe I ever seen it coming over the dam as fast as it was coming in all the years we've been here.
That water has to go someplace. Yeah, but I have floating docks, so I don't have to worry about water going over the top. I did have to sort of go swimming up to my waist in the water. But that wasn't bad. After 30 seconds of screaming, I was fine.
Been there and done that. Yeah, we shot some ducks back in Kansas one time that when they come up on the rise, and I thought we'd shot the wrong kind of ducks, and I jumped off of the dam and went in to get them. And not thinking, hey, that was the dam, and I went up to my chest in November out in western Kansas, and that was a memorable time, I'll tell you for sure. It turns out there was green-winged teal drakes, and they looked like redheads, so not so bad. You didn't want to kill redheads back years and years ago. Anyway, yeah, cold water's about the worst thing that a person can endure. And I was in the Navy, and so I know what you're talking about. Well, Rich, we're just about to the QTH, so wish you well. Have a safe drive, and we'll catch you down the line. This is N0TR, clear.
Good company. And, yeah, the air temperature was 70, so it wasn't bad. The water was only about 60, just the initial shock. And I have scuba dived under the ice in a lake in New York State, so all fun. Have a good day. N4VDC.